Nanny, I gotta pee. Monster Mash blares down on us. Okay, let's get this show on the road. Let's get moving. I pick up Grayer and sling him onto my purple hump as I dart between the downed and the wounded, who are either mid or post sugar crash. Coming through. Coming through. Have you seen the bathroom? I inquire of a 5-foot Indian woman in a Barney costume trying to placate a screaming 3-foot Barney who can't seem to bite a donut off a string and has taken the matter directly to heart. She points over her shoulder at a line winding endlessly around the corner. I look around for out-of-the-way potted foliage, preparing a speech about how this is just like the playground. Grayer points behind me. The bathroom is that way in my daddy's office. I plop him down, instructing him to lead the way, like someone is chasing us. He takes off down the deserted corridor with his hands between his legs. It's darker and quieter than the room we've just escaped, and I speed walk to keep Grayer in sight. Halfway down the hall, he pushes a door open, and I run to catch up, practically rolling over him when he freezes in the darkened doorway. Well, hello there, Grayer, a woman's voice startles us. Mr. X flips on the lamp as she comes around the desk in black fishnets, leotard, and a bowler hat. I recognize her instantly. Hello, Nanny, she says, tucking her loose red hair under the hat. Grayer and I are speechless. Mr. X steps out from behind the desk, readjusting himself and surreptitiously wiping lipstick from his mouth. Grayer, say hello. I love your costume, she says brightly before Grayer can even speak. See, I'm Chicago, because that's our biggest market. She's not wearing any pants, he says quietly, pointing at her netted legs and looking up at me. Mr. X swiftly picks up Grayer without looking at any of us, including Grayer, and with a, time to call it a night, sport, let's find your mother, heads back toward the party. We had to find a bathroom. Grayer has to go, I call after them, but he doesn't look back. I turn to Ms. Chicago, but she's already past me, clicking down the hall in the opposite direction. Fuck. I sit down on the leather couch and slump my face in my hands. I don't want to know this. I don't want to know this. I don't want to know this. I grab a shooter from the deserted tray of chilled vodka shots on the coffee table and down it. Thankfully, within minutes, the exes and I are flying up the FDR and Grayer has completely passed out with his head in my lap. I suspect there may be a stain on the seat when we get out, but hey, we were all adequately warned. Mr. X leans his head back against the leather upholstery and closes his eyes. I crack the window an inch to let some fresh air blow over me from the East River. I am a little drunk. Yeah, I'm a little more than a little drunk. In the distant background, I hear the tentative chatter of Mrs. X. I was talking to Ryan's mother, and she says Collegiate is one of the top schools in the country. Oh, and she told me that she and Ben are taking a house in Nantucket this summer. It turns out that Wallington and Susan have summered there for the last 4 years, and Sally says it's a delightful break from the Hamptons. She said it's so pleasant just to get away from the Maidstone every once in a while so the children can experience some diversity. And Carol Horner has a house up there. Sally said Ben's brother is going to Paris this summer, so you could take his membership at their tennis club. And Nanny could come, too. Wouldn't you like to join us for a few weeks on the ocean this summer, Nanny? It will be so relaxing. My ears perk up at the sound of my name, and I find myself responding with unmitigated enthusiasm. Totally! Relaxing and fun, F-U-N, bring it on, I say, trying to give a purple thumbs up as I imagine me, the sun, the ocean, Nantucket, swim, sand, and surf, I mean, what's not to love? Sign me up. Beneath my half-closed eyes, I see her look at me quizzically before turning to the snoring Mr. X. Well then, she pulls her mink up close around her and speaks to the city racing by outside the window. That settles it. I'll call the realtor tomorrow.